every Thursday morning, we have Talk of the Town with Youngstown's mayor, Mayor Jamel Tito Brown.
Good morning, Mayor Brown.
Good morning, Lovetta. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. And you are?
I'm doing well.
All
right. Well.
You in the house and out the cold?
So far, I'm getting ready to go out the door.
Yeah, it's cold outside. I'll tell you that. When I left the house this morning, it was roughly 19 degrees. And I noticed that the street crews are doing a really good job of keeping the roads clear. You know, side roads, you know, they're kind of done a little bit last. But everything's looking good. So do we still have the parking ban or no?
No, we don't. The parking ban has been lifted. And you're right. It is cold out, and we're still cleaning up just little corners of the city. But we're working through that, and they've done a great job.
They have.
I know that when I came out the other day from my to get in my car, I had to let it warm up. First of all, I had to try to get in it.
Right.
The doors were ice shut. And so I let it run for a while, and still, it probably was 30 minutes before I can get it going. So those are things that we're facing. You see that across the nation, Texas is having a hard time, and my
right.
prayers and my thoughts go out to those in Texas. So we have gotten through another storm, and they say winter's here and winter's coming in the street department. So.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that with the weather being so cold, we finally have gotten people to stop congregating and gathering. So Corona numbers are looking downward, I believe, right?
They are. As I always say every week, you know, the numbers are getting better, but I'm cautiously optimistic. I just want people to stay in that mode of let's wait till we get the vaccination, wait till we have enough individuals who have that the vaccine. So that we don't gather. That time's going to come, and it's going to be a time where we can get back together. I actually I talked to Eric Ryan from the Covelli Center yesterday at length, and just talked about, you know, the contingency plan of if and when we're open, what's that look like, and how do you do that? And he's still planning as if that's going to happen, but not sure.
Okay. And the update on coronavirus vaccines, what's that looking like?
You know what, we right now have about 800 people who are on the waiting list, and we're working through that. We're going to get our doses over the next week and a half. And what we found out is that individuals are coming from out of state. Pennsylvania has been one of our biggest culprits. They're called and get on the list in Youngstown. They call and get on the list on Mahoney County. So our list seems to have a higher waiting list. Seems like we're not vaccinating, but people are really wanting the vaccines, and they'll travel to do so. So we're working through that. Our health commissioner, Aaron Bishop, we're clearing that list up, and that's why we're finding there's a bottleneck. You know, individuals say, I called, nobody responded, but that's because individuals are coming from other places and jumping on the list. So we're working through that now. I've organized a minority vaccination coalition, where I've brought some of the health officials, some of the clergy, some of the local leaders together to figure out how do we remove that bottleneck and how can we make this as streamlined as possible. And we're getting a lot of traction. We've talked to the state. We've talked to those that can really help us, the National Guard. So I believe you'll see in the next 2 to 3 weeks that we'll make a better opportunity to streamline the process.
Awesome. Awesome. So listen, speaking of processes and COVID and all that stuff, I know you're going to be talking, I think today, to the Senate about COVID relief. Tell me what you can about that.
You know what, Lovetta, I am. I'm honored and privileged that I'll be, I should be virtual. I won't be going to D.C. I'll be testifying in front of the Senate Banking Committee, and it's on about a COVID relief package. The relief is focused on housing, transit, and small business, and they're going to give me about a 5 minutes to do a testimony, and then the senators will ask questions. They want to know about the community and the needs and why there's such a need in communities around the nation, and I've been chosen as one of the mayors to speak about Youngstown, Ohio, and the needs that we have. So my testimony will be about Youngstown, but it'll be about every other community across the nation that we need relief or we need help. And I'm going to, we'll lay the facts out there and answer the questions for them so that we know that this is going to be a long systemic plan, and it can't just be a Band-Aid. We need to have a long systemic plan, and that's going to be my message to the Senate today.
Awesome, awesome. Definitely need to make sure they get that out there because small businesses are suffering. Mr. Mayor, before I let you go, you got any parting words for the citizens of Youngstown?
You know what? I continue to tell citizens that we must continue to remain patient, work together, and we know that if we all do our part, we will get through this pandemic.
Absolutely. And we're going to get through it healthy, especially with all the cold keeping us inside, because, Lord, I don't want to go outside for nothing.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being on with me this morning, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Loretta.
Thank you all for joining us for Talk of the Town with Mayor Brown. And be sure to join us in our next episode.